Michael. Thanks so much for holding.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Hinchcliffe. I enjoyed your daughter's comment.
Oh, thank you.
Is she still with you in the studio?
She is. She's still here.
Oh, my, that's good. Was she able to sit that long for 2 hours and not make any noise?
She's seven, and she's great. She's been painting most of the time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
A question I have, the coral products, which I believe come from the ocean, which can be magnesium and calcium. If you have weak kidneys, does the coral damage your kidneys more? Should you be taking some other kind of calcium and magnesium?
I'm not aware that it does any damage to the kidneys to use the coral form.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how are you on baking soda? Do you believe in that?
What is it? I'm sorry?
In the baking soda?
Oh, baking soda. I do believe in that, yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I remember one of the doctors on in place
of Dr. Wright?
Dr. Wright.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name. But he mentioned the three R's, but he never mentioned baking soda.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of got a kick out of that one.
Yeah, and I think... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it was probably Dr. Sherman.
Sherman.
He is very much a believer of pH balancing in the body. He has a great presentation that I think can be accessed on that YouTube channel that I was mentioning earlier, or on the Tahoma Clinic website, about pH balancing and how you can measure it with the little pH strips via the urine and the saliva. And he talks about different things that can help balance the pH to make it more alkaline. And I know that baking soda is one of the things that we can use to do that.
Yes, I noticed when I take pH paper and dip it in the baking soda, it turns to black.
Yeah.
You know, but it's correct to have that pH up at 7.0 or 7.4, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Also, does coconut oil add to sleep?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't had experience with that. Have you tried it yourself?
Well, yes. And one of these, you see these ice creams that says SO on the front, and evidently it's made with less or no milk products and so forth and so on. And I first got a little cup of it, whatever it was, a dollar's worth, and took it one night, and boy, I tell you, I had a nice night of sleep, and I just don't sleep that well.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So I tried it the next night, and I got the same thing happened. So I was just wondering, I thought I would ask you about this.
Well, that's not something that I know about, unfortunately, but it sure sounds fabulous.
It's been nice talking to you, ma'am.
Oh, so nice talking to you as well.
Thank you for your help.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much.